We can't start till I'm wired. Okay. Good evening. My name is Sherry Maher. I'm a compulsive overeater. Hi. I'm really, really delighted to be here. We are recording this weekend, so we will stop sometimes and make a little technical difficulties a little more difficult. But I want to tell you, I flew in this morning from Los Angeles, California, where I live in Studio City, and it's really an honor to come here and to be of service to in any matter to Overeaters Anonymous. I have never been to Nebraska, and I have a feeling I'm going to try and miss my flight on Sunday because it is so beautiful. Now, I was instructed very, very, very clearly, bring sunshine. Well, I said, I'll bring it, but I really hope it snows. I mean, you know, I just left 90 degree weather, so I'm like ecstatic to be here, and I get off the plane and I just go, oh, it smells so good. It's so beautiful here, and the colors of them, probably what you guys take for granted, right? The colors are just so absolutely magnificent. So I just want to say, Julie, thank you so much for reaching out to me and to do the service that you do. I truly believe that service is the divine multiplier. I believe that when you take one step towards God, He always takes 10 on your behalf. And I really would like to thank the Omaha Inner Group for hosting this fabulous three-day retreat. And like I said, we are taping this. And this workshop is called The ABCs of Abstinence and the ABCs of Disconnecting from Your Ego and Your Addiction and Connecting to Your Higher Power. And there is also a section, the ABCs of the Safe from Relapse with the Recovery Quotient. So as our weekend does evolve, we'll go ahead and get into all those into all those bits and pieces of the program. I would like to really kind of go around the room for a little bit, and I would like for each one of you to introduce yourselves and to share with each one of us, how long have you been in program? What's your weight loss, or what's happening with you? And why are you here this weekend? What do you hope to gain? Because this is a weekend of recovery. This is for us. This is so that we can become more emotionally intimate with us, emotional intimacy, into me, you see, so that we really can get to know one another. Because remember, everybody counts or nobody counts. And OA is the truest democracy I have ever seen in my life. I can have my own God, I can have my own abstinence, I can have my own way of being, and I get all the love from you, and I can give all my love to you guys. And I just absolutely love this program. So we're going to go ahead and start over here with Cecilia. And just if everybody could just take a minute, tell us where you're from, tell us why you're here.
Oh, I'm Sam, compulsive overeater.
Hey, Cecilia.
I've been in recovery almost 20 years, and I'm here because I signed up to do service. No, I'm here because every time I take some time for my recovery gets better. Mm-hmm. Every time I take a step towards God, my life multiplies beyond anything I can even imagine. And the cool thing about service is, had I not volunteered to do this, I don't know that I would have come this year because I've been so busy. So I'm really grateful to be here.
And I'm going to hover because I'm wired. Okay.
I'm Julie, and I've been gratefully attending meetings on a regular basis since 1987. And I'm here because I believe this program works, and I want all recovery that I can manage to cram down my own throat.
Okay, and as we go forward this evening, we're going to set our intention for the weekend. So I'm going to ask you to be thinking about that. What do you want to walk away from Sunday at noon when we wrap this up? What is it that you really want in your body, your mind, your spirit? What do you want to walk away from? What's that heaviness that's been sitting on your heart, on your soul? What do you want to be free of? Okay?
I'm Molly, compulsive overeater and bulimic.
Hey, Molly.
I had an answer until then. I've been in program for 10 years, and I have 9 years of abstinence, and this is my ninth retreat, right? This is our 10th retreat? Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
No cussing from the podium. I'm the worst.
I'm being taped. I was driving here and I thought, gosh, if I could just get a good night's sleep, I'd be happy with the weekend. But I actually did say a prayer and just said that I pray for honesty, openness, and willingness to do God's will for whatever that might be, whatever I come out of this weekend with.
Great. Thank you, Molly.
My name is Dale. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hey, Dale.
And I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
How far is that from here?
It's like a 6.5-hour drive.
Oh, rockin'. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. I come to this retreat every year because I think the further you drive, maybe the more you get out of it. And I can't afford to, like, go to Australia or something, so this is about the best I can do. I've been abstinent for, it's not been 2 years yet, so, I don't know, 22 months or something, I don't know, something close to that. And I've just got a whole lot going on, as some of you kind of already know. So, health problems and many other things, and one of the things I hope to do this weekend is start the process of looking at all that, because I kind of ain't looking at all that. So.
Great. Thank you so much. And remember to qualify to any weight loss that you've had to inspire the newcomer. I'm just going to hang it over here with my microphone.
Hi, my name's Jody.
Hey, Jody.
I've been in OA since December of 1980. I don't know how much I've lost, but I've gone down three clothes sizes. I don't weigh myself. And I just want to come out of here with serenity, and I'm here because I need the serenity, I need to get away, and I see people I don't ever get to see but once a year.
Great. Thanks for being here. Barb.
I'm Barb, compulsive reader.
Hey, Barb.
I've been in program for right about 5 years now. My abstinence, I think, is 3.5 years. Sitting here doing math when everyone else is talking. What I want to get out of this weekend, I don't know, and to be honest with you, the best answer I can come up with is to know what I want to get out of this, but that's my goal. I don't have anything better than that. As far as weight loss, my top weight the last time I weighed was 198, and then I stopped weighing. So I don't know how much I went past that. I know that I am not that now. I don't know what I am because I also had to get rid of the scale. So, but I am not 200 pounds. I know that much. So I guess that's sadly all I have. Sorry.
Sadly all she has.
I don't know.
Okay. She doesn't. She looks great. She doesn't know how much she weighs. So that's one of the things we're going to work on this weekend is to take our power back from the scale. Scale is not our God. We're not going to give our power to the scale anymore. We're going to learn how to feel our feelings so we can move beyond that and go, this is where I'm at. This is where I'm going. This is who I want to be. Hey, Carrie.
Hi.
Hey.
My name's Carrie, grateful, compulsive overeater. So glad to be here.
Hi. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, everybody. My heart started pounding when I was like, I have things I have to say right away. Oh, my gosh, what am I going to say?
And then get into it.
Yeah, what does my higher power want me to say? I am a relapse survivor. And I know so much more about program today than I have. I've been in for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
I learned so much in the last year. And this is what I learned. I know nothing.
Yay!
I'm here. I want to be teachable. And I'm just excited to be open to the idea that I don't have all the answers. So,
okay. So we're going to turn you in from a chronic relapse. Would you call yourself? Survivor?
Yeah.
Okay. We want you to be a thriver. Okay? Mm-hmm. We want you to turn into a chronic relapser, thriver, and turn around and help 20 other people. Okay?
I'm like 20 pounds, too.
Yay. Okay, right there. That's an attitude of a thriver, is not digging where you're at, but knowing that you've gained something, and you know, I'm going to hang my hat on that. I'm going to walk towards that 20-pound weight loss. I'm going to build on that versus the crummy feelings that you may have walked in the door with. Hey, Verlene, what a great name. Hi.
I'm Verlene Watson, a compulsive overeater.
Hi.
I started in June coming to OA, and I'm here to learn, and I'm not going to learn. Teachable, willing,
okay.
To be willing to do the program.
Great, Verlene. Alma.
Alma, hi. I'm Alma Dean, and I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Alma.
And I've only been in for 3 weeks.
Wow.
2 years ago, I found out I had some serious heart problems and with congestive heart failure. And I've gained 20 pounds since then.
Uh-huh.
And I decided I have to do something for my health.
Okay. How are you feeling now? Okay. Has anybody ever heard of the miracle of OA, that people walked in with diabetes off the chart, blood pressure off the chart, cholesterol off the chart, heart disease off the chart, and what happens to them a year later? No symptoms. Got their life back. Okay? Stick and stay. Don't keep coming back. We're going to get that planted in your head today and teach you all about choice. Okay? All right, great. Hi, Becky.
Hi, I'm Becky. Hey. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Becky.
I've been in the program a year and a half, although I was an in and out compulsive overeater for several years, and now I know more about my disease, and I've lost 95 pounds in the last year.
Yay! Bring it on. Yeah.
But I'm to a point in my life that I'm not taking the disease serious like I need to be, and I've been slipping in my abstinence, mm-hmm. and so I'm here to learn more about my abstinence, mm-hmm. and get that back in my head, the seriousness of this disease. Mm-hmm.
You're gonna you'll hear it this weekend.
And grow in a spiritual
Good.
Realm. Just
Great.
To grow in a spiritual
Great. Hi.
I'm Elaine, and I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hey, Elaine.
Been a compulsive overeater for 25 or 30 years. I had quite a few years of abstinence, and I know how wonderful I felt and how clear my thinking was. My thinking was altogether different than it is now because I've slipped back. Mm-hmm. But I have a wonderful sponsor, and that makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. And I always come away from this with a lot of enthusiasm.
Great. Great. So the reason I'm going around the room and having everybody say a little soundbite about themselves is because the ABCs of Abstinence is the best-selling CD in all of OA worldwide. It's in Italy, it's in England, it's in Israel, it's all over the United States. So when you participate in your own recovery here today, you have no idea whose life you're going to affect in another town, another state, or another country. Because somebody out there is going to go, yeah, I really relate. Maybe I will go to OA. Maybe I'll come back to OA. Maybe I will remain teachable.
Hi, I'm Marcy, compulsive overeater.
Hi,
I came back to OA. I came like 30 years ago, and I left. And now I'm back, and I've been back for a little over 2.5 years. I've lost over 100 pounds. And here to try to make sure that I keep on coming back, because when I left and came back, that was very humiliating, and it wasn't easy to come back.
Okay, great. So here's the thing. I'm not just an obesity survivor. I'm an obesity thriver, and that's what I'm here to show you how to be this weekend, is that you can lose the weight, but that's it. That's all we're interested in. Because what we want to focus in on is that we never want to put the weight back on. That's where we want to really thrive. Okay, you guys got to speak into me. I hate walking around like this. I feel like I'm like posing. Your turn.
I'm Rhonda. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Uh-huh. Hey, Rhonda.
And I've only been in program about 4 months, so this is my first retreat.
Yay!
But I've lost 30 pounds already.
Oh, yay!
Good. And I just need to define what, I haven't even defined what abstinence is yet for me, so I'm just here to learn and soak it up and meet some new people and kind of get some motivation to, you know, get through the holidays and keep going.
Great. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Allison. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hey, Allison.
A little awkward talking in your chest, sorry.
I know. Wait till you hear tomorrow's story about this chest. Go ahead.
I've been in the program 4 months, and I have 88 days of abstinence.
Yay!
I'm not sure how much weight I've lost. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 pounds. I don't weigh myself nearly as often as I used to before I started coming to the program, because that's really a good way to send me right back to the kitchen. I'm here this weekend just to learn. I'm still so new, I sometimes feel lost, and I'm hoping to find some direction.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm a food addict.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, everybody. I've been in OA since, it's going to be 3 years in January. I've lost 72 pounds, and right now I have 60.
Yeah.
And I have over 6 months of abstinence.
Cool.
Although I had more before, like 90 days. So, and why am I here? Well, I need to rest and retreat and relax and rejuvenate.
Wrong place to come, no.
And I need to learn. This is my third year in Omaha. Well, let's see, yeah. Anyway, I moved here in 2007. I don't know how long ago that was. But I wasn't able to make it to retreats for other, you know, I had a wedding and stuff. And so I'm excited to get to know people that I just see at meetings or talk on the phone, but just build those relationships and just learn a lot more about staying recovered.
Mm-hmm. Great, great. Make sure to introduce yourself to her so she can accomplish what she came here to achieve.
Hi, I'm Marilyn, a compulsive overeater.
Hey, Marilyn.
I'm really glad to be here. This is the first retreat for me, although I've been an overeater about 2.5 years. I've never been able to make it to one of these, so I'm really excited, like I said, the first time to meet people, to get inspiration, and continue with my program. I was doing really quite well, and then I got cancer and recovered from that, but I'm on a nasty medication, which kind of puts a few pounds on, so I'm right at the moment just trying my darndest to maintain, and that's what I'm doing right now. So anyway, I'm not giving up.
Good. Yeah.
I'm Dorothy. I've been in OA for 19 years.
And hey, Dorothy.
I've been in the down, and I'm now in the up of relapse, and I'm here to, I'm just that close to being back where I need to be with my abstinence, and I'm here for that little special inspiration and kick to help.
Okay. Look at these boots. Think that it's going to do it? It will. Okay. All right.
I'm Crystal. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hey, Crystal.
I started OA about 29 years ago, dropped out for a while, and now I'm back for good. I think my high weight was 190, and I'm at 150 now. And really looking forward to the topic, really interested to learn more about abstinence.
Great, great.
Hi, I'm Sierra. I'm bulimic and a compulsive overeater.
Hi, hey, Sierra.
Hi. I've been in program, I'm starting my third year, basically. My weight hasn't done much more than fluctuate about 5-10 pounds. I don't weigh very often either. And I'm here just to kind of work on my connection with my higher power and trusting that it knows what it's doing, I guess.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, me.
Oh, me,
I'm Kara.
Hey, Kara.
Let's see. I think I've been in and around the program probably like maybe 10 or 15 years. I don't even remember. Kind of in and out. But I'm in right now, and I'm here just to learn more about abstinence and to enhance my recovery.
Okay, great, great.
Genevieve, compulsive overeater.
Hey, Genevieve.
I have been in almost 5 years, and I got abstinent quick and lost about 120 pounds, but then I have since gained some of it back due to a relapse, and I'm here to get abstinent again.
Great, 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 great.
Hi, I'm Joyce.
Hey, Joyce.
I cut my own hair today, and I don't want anybody to see the back. No, it's all good. No.
Now you've got to answer
it to the world. I really don't care. I've been in program for 22 years and maintained a 50-pound weight loss. I don't know because I don't know what I weigh and don't care. And I'm just, I come to retreats. Every year I come to retreat, I take away some, two or three very valuable things and that come to my mind then all the time throughout the rest of my life. So I don't know what those will be this year. So we'll see.
Okay, we'll find out. Okay.
Thanks, Joyce. Hi, my name is Debbie. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hey, Debbie.
And I'm not real good with dates, so I don't remember if I've been in the program 13 or 14 years. I've maintained an 80-pound weight loss for about a year after I was in program. Recently, I recommitted to a new food plan because I've maintained for a long time. Time to step it up physically. And so I'm here this weekend to get some help with that.
Okay. Great, great.
Hi, I'm Fletch.
Hey, Fletch.
I'm a compulsive overeater. And I've been in program 6.5 years, and I've lost about 90 pounds overall. I'm basically here at the retreat for the fellowship, and I find that in the fellowship is where God speaks to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to be open and listening.
Nice. You know, I really believe that whatever you ask God for in prayer, He answers in a physical form. Every time. You'll hear plenty of my story. Go ahead.
I'm Dayla. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hey, Dayla.
I've been in program for 6 years and have 4.5 years of abstinence. I, too, am kind of shaky. I have 25, 30 pounds of weight loss. I am here, as I am every year, to gain more knowledge and to just have a recovery-filled weekend. It really just boosts my whole program.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Sarah. I'm a compulsive overeater and bulimic.
Hey, Sarah.
I first came to OA in 1996, and I've came and went about 3 times, I think. And this last time, I've been here a couple of years. I have lost 130 pounds, I think. But I, too, am a chronic relapser, and I'm just coming out of another one. So I am here for fun and fellowship and also to kind of try to get back on track.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to try and go quickly because I know we're running a little bit behind.
I'm Chris, compulsive overeater.
Hey, Chris.
I've been in the program 3 years. And over a 6-year period, I've lost 120-some pounds.
Yay!
ABC of abstinence.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, I'm Dee.
Hey, Dee.
I'm a compulsive overeater and food addict.
Hi, Dee.
I've lost 107 pounds. I'm here to... tonight and tomorrow to just learn.
Okay.
Great. Okay, well.
Well, get ready. Okay.
Hi, I'm Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
I am a compulsive overeater. I was exposed to or came to know OA 20 years ago when I moved here to Nebraska and used it as a diet club for a year and lost the weight and came back 17 years later at a high weight of 270. I'm now at 230. And I maintain that for the miracle for me is...
Finish the statement.
I've maintained that for a year and a half.
That rocks, okay? Because I bet real life has happened to her, okay? But I bet there's a part of her that feels real bad that she hasn't always, all the way to her healthy body weight. But the win is that she's maintained that through probably some serious trials and tribulations.
You.
Did you have a rough year?
I did.
Okay. What was the worst thing that happened this year?
My husband had gastric bypass, and he lost in a year, 100 pounds, and I'm maintaining my 40-pound loss.
Okay. Don't compare. Okay. And remember, when you judge others, then you disconnect from that beingness inside of you. And when there's judgment, there's no love. We pinch ourselves off from that. Okay, so you're going to get a healing this weekend on that. Hey.
Hi, I'm Emily. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hey, Emily.
And I've been around about almost 2 years, and I have a year of abstinence, you guys heard. And I've lost about 40 pounds, but I want to say, because you're recording this, that when I came in, I was like on that gaining 5-10 pounds every single week. So I just want to say for people, like, you have to stop and then get to the other side, but it's like, you can do it. So I'm just here because... everybody here allows me to be honest, and I've never been honest with other people in my life, so I just want to be around and learn more.
Okay, so if there's somebody in this room that began losing their weight and they went all the way down to a healthy body weight, but it took her and me longer and we lost it in stages, is that person doing it right and we're doing it wrong?
No.
We're doing it the way that works for us, okay? So, and I'm not going to get into my story, but I want to honor your process because I want you to honor your process. And you're in the game. You're here. Okay? It takes what it takes. And every day we peel back that other part so that our real truest selves can
come out.
This is so weird with this mic. I'm like laying on. Like, yeah, I know I should be laying on. Okay.
My name is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren.
And I'm a compulsive overeater, compulsive in general. And I'm in OA. I'm here this weekend to help define my abstinence. I'm not abstinent. I'm working on it. I certainly know what I think and know what I want. I've been in the program for off and on, I guess, for like a couple of years. But I've been here in Nebraska OA for 4 months. And I'm holding steady. I think part of why I'm in OA is to get some more physical recovery. I've had some weight loss, but more for me, I need to help figure out higher power, energy inside of me that I want to tap and access and disconnect from my ego a little.
And your
and
addiction.
And my addiction, and get more connected with people.
Rockin'. Good, thank you. Okay. Hey.
Hey, I'm Sherry, and I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hey, Sherry.
I have been in program for, it'll be 4 years in January, and I initially lost over 100 pounds. And I say initially because I did put a little bit back on, but I've maintained that for a couple years, probably at least. I was that person that had the high blood pressure, the high cholesterol, pre-diabetic, all those issues, and that's all gone. I am a completely different person today than I was when I walked through the doors the first time. On all three levels, physical, emotional.
See? Told ya.
I'm telling you, this program has saved my life. It has made all the difference in the world. And I am here for fellowship and hugs. If I haven't given you a hug
yet, Sherry,
I will
hug.
Get to you. Because it's my mission tonight to make sure I give everybody hugs. Okay. So I'm just here for the fellowship and to learn as much as I can.
Great. Thank you for sharing.
I'm Cheryl, I'm a compulsive overeater and bulimic.
Hey, Cheryl.
And when I came in, my big thing was the bulimia. And I was throwing up about 8 or 10 times a day, and I was dying really fast. And when I came in to OA, that's been about 25 years ago, and I have not binged and purged since then. I initially lost about 40 pounds, and then the last few years it's been like up, down, up, down. So I'm here because I really kind of want to tweak out a food plan and just kind of get more stable. The big thing in OA for me is serenity, peace of mind, and to be able to go out and live my life comfortably and free. And so,
be comfortable in your own skin for a change.
Yeah.
It's a great place to live. Okay.
I'm
Judy, and I walked into OA in February of 1986, and I've always kept coming back. I also, too, was bulimic and am free of that today. I have probably the most I've lost in OA was 35, and then I regained 25 of that through the years, and then I took off that 25. I don't know if I'd be a chronic relapser, but I have definitely had my ups and downs. And I'm here this weekend because I just can't even imagine ever walking out of OA, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I know that part of being in OA is to be a part of the retreats and the fellowship. And then just the other thing, present day, is that I just have this 9th step that I'm just petrified of, and I'm just wanting that willingness.
We'll get to that in the Ask It Basket, too. Okay.
Judy. I'm Valerie, food addict.
Hi, hey, Valerie.
And I'm not sure if it's going to be 3 years or 4 years in January. I'm thinking this is my third retreat, so I don't know. Anyway, I think I stayed abstinent for the first year. I got abstinent pretty quickly and stayed abstinent, and I've been up and down since then. And what I really want to get out of this weekend is closer relationship with my higher power, because mm-hmm. I know that's the key to getting abstinent and staying abstinent. And I'm one of those people that has really bad cholesterol, and I have high blood pressure, and I haven't gained or lost a huge amounts of weight, but very small weight gain for me means my cholesterol goes sky high.
And when I follow a food plan, a healthy food plan, then it gets really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of like, duh.
No. Because the disease centers in our mind. It doesn't center in our thighs, and that's the first thing you need to know. And how tall are you?
4'11".
Okay, 4'11". Okay, so like a little, what's that?
How short am I?
Yeah. Oh, how tall am I? Well, I don't know what the heck I said to her. But you know what, it's like, it's important to know. Like, you know, if you're 5'10", you're not going to feel the fluctuations like you are that somebody who's 4'11". I'm working with somebody right now, she's not even 5 feet tall, she's lost like 80 pounds. I go, but look, you're like a 100-pounder, because on you, that's, you know, she's tiny. Hello.
Hi, I'm Joan, a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Joan.
I have been in OA for 33 years.
Yay.
I never left. I just kept coming back. And I'm a different person than the different person who walked in the door 33 years ago. And I owe it all to OA. And it took me a long time to finally connect.
Yeah,
with the fat that was between this ear and this ear, and it was so different when I first came into OA. Mm-hmm. They actually handed me a diet.
Yeah, gray sheet.
No, the orange sheet.
Yeah, Pat, I've been around a long time.
We also had food wars.
Oh, I remember that. My sponsor's been in 43 years. It's crazy.
I finally learned that it's not the food. It has a lot to do with attitude, mm-hmm, and higher power, mm-hmm, and fellowship. And right now, what I'd like to get out of this retreat is I'd like to be of more service to people in a way, and I would like to share my experience with them.
Good. We're going to get her 5 new sponsees.
I'm Karen, a compulsive overeater.
Hey, Karen.
I'm from Omaha, and I've been in a program for 10 years. This is my 10th retreat.
Wow.
Yeah, here. I have just recently completed 3 years of abstinence from my last major relapse, which I've had 3. And I'm at my lowest weight and lowest inches since I came into OA, and I'm feeling good and can't wait to learn more.
Great. Okay.
I'm Terry, and I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hey, Terry.
I think I've been in the program about 10 or 11 years, and I've lost 30-some pounds. In the program, I'm here tonight for the fellowship and to learn, mm-hmm, new things.
Mm-hmm. Great. Hey.
Hi. I'm Lynn. I'm a food addict.
Hi, Lynn. Hey, Lynn.
And, the main reason I'm new to the program, in recovery from a couple other addictions, so I figured I should have this all figured out, and this is just way different. The main reason I initially was interested in this, or underlying, is my husband died 3 years ago, and tomorrow's his birthday. So I thought this would be a good place for me to be. I know how to lose weight. I don't know how to be abstinent. And this is just totally new for me. I wanna figure out what's the definition of abstinence, you know? I mean, with the other addictions, you just don't do them.
So we're going to talk a lot about that tomorrow, because very, very easy to put the plug in the jug, right? If you're a debtor, cut up your credit cards. If you're a gambler, don't go to the casinos. But what we need to do is that we have to take that tiger out of the cage 3 times a day and not have a Siegfried and Roy happen to us.
Okay? Hi, I'm Lily. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hey, Lily.
And I'm new at it. I started in June in Grand Island. And I need to learn this weekend how to do everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to learn how to do the steps so that I can get back in touch with my feelings.
Great. Thank you. Okay.
Hi, my name is Patty.
Hey, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
I've been in OA for 24 years, and like somebody else said, the only thing I've done right is keep coming back. I did have a abstinence of 60 pounds, and 2 years ago I was transplanted
from Oklahoma. Of course, this isn't the reason, but I was transplanted from Oklahoma to here, and I've been fighting back problems and weight. And last week I had a back surgery. Good as new.
All right.
And it's time to surrender to the program
and the rest of your life
where it's supposed to be.
Great. Okay.
Hi, I'm Marla. I'm compulsive overeater and bulimic.
Hey, Marla.
I'm actually 10 pounds heavier than when I first came into program, but I no longer have to measure my self-worth by what the scale says. I don't have to call into sick once a week because I'm too depressed, and I don't have to go to the gym for 2 hours every day.
Okay,
so that's
just
what I've gained.
For the recording, are you anorexic, bulimic, compulsive overeater?
I'm compulsive overeater and bulimic is how I identify myself. I've dabbled in probably everything.
Okay. Because the anorexics out there need to know, is she gaining weight because she needed to, or is she accepting her healthy body weight? I mean, like, look at the woman, right? I mean, it's like, you know, is she finally becoming at peace and one with herself and her higher power?
Yes.
So.
Yes. 100%,
But we wanted to make that clear because, remember, we're not just speaking to each other, speaking perhaps to the world. Hello.
Hi. My name's Leah. I'm bulimic and a food addict.
Hey, Leah.
I've been in program almost 2 years. I gained 50 pounds and then lost 25 pounds. But I'm here to not focus on the weight and focus on plugging into my higher power. Thank you.
Great. Because remember, food out, God in. You take the food out, you got another diet, temporary, and after any brief period of recovery, there's a still worse
relapse,
right out of the big book.
Hey, I'm Angel, compulsive overeater.
Hey, Angel.
I have been in OA for 10 years, and I lost 60 pounds, gained 75.
That's how a lot of us do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And lost 50, gained 15, and lost 10. So it's definitely been up and down. And but I'm here, and we're going to see. I'm learning to be one of many and to be a part of this fellowship. Mm-hmm. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity. After 10 years to still need to learn this, you know. I know.
I got the same thing.
Thank you.
Okay.
My name's Jenny. I'm anorexic.
Hey, Jenny.
Hi. Probably my lowest weight was between 100 and 110-ish.
How tall are you?
5'11".
Okay.
And so I have...
We want people to know you're not 5'10". I mean 5 feet, and you say 110. Okay, right. Go ahead.
So I have about 45-50-pound weight gain in recovery. 7 years of abstinence, came to OA in 94. It's all very foggy when you're not eating.
Yeah.
And I just want to be a part of, because I've done a ton of service over the years, especially at this retreat. And so I want to just have the intimacy of the retreat without the busyness.
Good. Hope you get to enjoy that. Great. Have I caught everybody? Look, he's the second bravest man here. Let's hear from him.
Yeah. What do I have to say? What am I doing?
You have to talk here, and you have to tell us who you are, where you're from, how long you've been in program, your weight loss, and your intention for the weekend.
Okay. Bruce, originally born in Covington, Kentucky, in the greater Cincinnati area. I've been in OA roughly 28 years. Originally lost 120 pounds, and then after getting out of the military over a slow period of time, I gave all of that back and more. Since coming back into program at the first of the year, I've lost 50 pounds. My intention for the weekend is simply to reacquaint myself with the ABCs of abstinence.
Great.
So to make sure that my abstinence is clean and that my food plan, in addition to the abstinence, is also where it needs to be.
Great. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Thank you. So the reason I wanted to take the time out today to tell you, to introduce the
ourselves to one another, and also because we're being recorded, because I want other people to hear, sorry, you guys are not that unique. In every OA meeting I go, no matter where it is, see, I don't even feel like I've left Studio City. Okay? It's the same story, it's the same problem. Okay, but the answer is, it works if you... Okay? So, this weekend is about when you stop wanting to work it, how to re-choose, how to get the power back to re-choose, to stick and stay. Stay in the game. Okay? Because we've all lost weight in program. And many of us have left and put it back on plus more. So now that I had to listen to your story, now I'm going to share a little bit about mine. And to get some numbers out of the way, my top weight, first off, I'll just return to the beginning. My name is Sherry Maher, Sherry M. Prefer to be known as Blonde Bombshell Sherry, but don't you hate women that look like me? I mean, really. The one guy in the room, right? The one guy in the room says no. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. So anyhow, here's the story. I'm going to be 54 years old in November. I have 20 years of back-to-back perfect abstinence. Okay? But that means I have a perfect abstinence with an imperfect food plan. But here's the bad thing. Here's a part I don't even want to mention. I could have over 30 years of abstinence, but I don't. I only have 20 years. And guess what? When I came to my first OA meeting, I only had 20 pounds to lose. So my top weight, 260 pounds, busting out of a size 24, and here's my dress. This is my fashion statement. I can't believe I've had this so long, okay? This is size 24. This is me today, okay? I still love doing that. Okay, 260 pounds, busting out of a size 24. Today I have 20 years of back-to-back abstinence and I'm a size 6. Here's my pictures. I'm going to pass them around. And because we are being taped, I have these two normal-looking pictures here on the front. Here I am with my sister. She's the blonde. I have the dark hair. I don't know how that happened. I'm the blonde today. But look, here we are, Glendale, California. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with me. It had already begun, right here, right between my ears. I didn't feel good about myself. I thought I was creepy. I thought I was weird. I didn't fit in. I figured you guys all knew how to get, you all got the owner's manual on life, and I was left out. I didn't know how to fit in. Here I am, probably maybe anywhere from 19, 20, 21 years old, up in Big Bear, California, skiing with my girlfriend. She has blonde sunglasses on, and I don't. Nothing wrong with her, but we'd ski and we'd go up and down the mountain and flirt with all the ski instructors, and then when we'd ride back up, right, or I would look down at my thighs and I'd go, ugh, ugh, oh God, you're so fat, you're so disgusting, you're so this, you're so that, and the chatter wouldn't stop. But I'd look and I go, oh my God, there was nothing wrong with me, but my head was really, really wrong. So here I am later on. Okay, with my drug of choice, my legal white powders, flour and sugar, and I literally dieted myself to be over 100 pounds overweight. So don't do what I did. Don't come in here in this meeting and go, I'm not as fat as him, I'm not as fat as him, and then lose your 20 pounds. Whose story? Well, you're going to hear my story through all your story this weekend. Somebody already said it. I came, I lost, I came back, I gained. So I lost. I said, thanks, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya, and I left. I put my 20 pounds back on, plus 10, right? Well, better go back to OA. Came back, you guys helped me lose my, 30, 40 pounds, whatever. Lost that, came back, and I said, oh, I'll never let myself be 180, I'll never let myself be 190, I'll never let myself be 200, yeah, right, 200, 205, 210, 220, once you hit that 200 pound mile marker, it just blazes by, it just sticks, you can just walk by, and food sticks to you, have you ever noticed that?
It's true though. It's absolutely true. So anyhow, that's kind of like how I got there. And I wanted to share with you, it's like, well, what happened? And I'm kind of going to watch the time here a little bit tonight. One of the things that did happen was that I was thinking about going to OptiFast, because here I was in that red and black dress, and I was thinking, what am I going to do? You know, if I don't do something, I'm going to turn into 300 pounds. So I'm going to do something. Now, you have to remember, I'm from the class of 1989, so this was 20 years ago. And so Oprah was doing... See, y'all know, right? Okay, we all watch Oprah. So Oprah did OptiFast. It worked for her. She comes out in her size 6 jeans with her little wagon of fat, and I go, I'm going to do that. If she can do that, I'm going to do that. So I start interviewing with OptiFast. But something inside didn't feel right. Now, it's either I'm just cheap as I can be, or they were just so happy to take my money. But you know what? Really deep inside, I knew that I would lose the weight, and if I lost 100 pounds, I knew I'd put 100 pounds back on. So I thought, you know what? I am not messing with this at all. There's nothing I can do. It's better to do nothing than mess with it. So I didn't do the OptiFast. So my girlfriend that's in that picture, she's went to... God, junior high and high school together. Like, I've known her forever. So anyhow, she says, hey, there's this weight loss study, and it only costs $1 to go. You know, why don't you call this girl and go? So I did. So I go to this weight loss study, and I walk in, and I see the girl at the reception with really cute hair and really cute little body, and she's like, hi. And I'm like, hi. And I said, she's so nice. And I said, you know, I'm here for the thing. And she goes, oh, yeah. She goes, I just lost 50 pounds. And I go, you did? And I go, here? Because I knew, like, whenever you tell me that you've lost weight, this is a magic wand for those of you that are listening on tape. I know that when you tell me you've lost weight, my next question is, how? Because you're going to then strike me thin. And I said, did you lose it here? And she goes, oh, no. She goes, come back next week, I'll tell you, because they're going to call you. So what she'd done is kind of hooked me. And I thought, well, if this doesn't work, maybe what she has will work, right? So I went through this guinea pig thing. You know, today they call it a medical trial. Some of us got placebos. Some of us got some, like, guinea pig drugs that I don't even think I'd give to a guinea pig. Being a compulsive overeater, do you think I lost weight or gained weight? They don't even answer. They laugh. She, you guys know me, okay? I gained weight, okay? So, anyhow, every week I would go see this girl. And she'd check me in, and she would, and I'd say, so how'd you lose your weight? Right at the end before they'd call me in. And she goes, come back next week, I'll tell you. And I'm like, oh, man, 6 weeks later, and probably 10 pounds, right? Because I have this miswiring in my brain that says I can continue eating, you'll give me the drugs, and you'll just strike me thin. Like, it's like two lines that don't match. It's like, I really believe that. I really believe that there was something wrong with me, because I would see the woman who looks like me today have a cocktail, an appetizer, an entree, a dessert, an after-dinner drink. I mean, come on, this was in the 70s and 80s, right? People don't even drink or eat like that today, except us. So, and I thought, it's just not fair. You know, it's just not fair. Why can she do that and I can't? It's just not fair. So anyhow, finally at the end of this clinical trial, I say to this girl, I said, are you ever going to tell me how you lost your weight? And she goes, oh, yeah. She goes, why don't you meet me for lunch tomorrow? I'm like, oh, God, just give me the magic, right? And so I go, okay, great. So she goes, meet me at the Sagebrush Cantina. And the Sagebrush Cantina is out in Calabasas. And 20 years ago is what we call the Ha Chaparral. And it is hot, dry, and dusty. And here I am, 260 pounds, busting out of a size 24. I have this black and red dress on, which is long sleeve. It's tea length. I mean, what is tea length? We didn't drink tea in California. So it's like, and I've got these like snagged black nylons on because I'm so fat I can't cross my legs. So when I wrap my legs around my chair in my office. It's just, you know, it's a mess. My shoes are tipped up like elf shoes on the tips. It's like, you know, it's not very pretty. But that was my summer statement, my black patent leather shoes. So I meet her at Sagebrush Cantina, and we get a table outside. Well, 260 pounds, you don't dine al fresco. It's like, give me the air conditioning. So I put a smile on my face, like we do. Okay. And so we sit down in these red director chairs. And I'm like, it's 100 degrees out here, red director chairs. The arms are kind of folding in on me. I hope I'm going to last. And but they bring the chips and salsa out. So I'm happy, I'm distracted, and so I'm eating, another basket please, another basket, but I'm getting lower and lower and lower and lower and lower, and I thought, you know, I really need to ask this chick how she lost this weight, because this chair could go. I mean, that's how my mind thinks. So I said, hey, I said, how did you ever lose your weight? Oh, she goes, oh yeah, yeah. She goes, have you ever heard of Overeaters Anonymous? OA? No way. It doesn't work. She looks at me like this. She goes, it doesn't? I was like, oh, shoot. And I said, well, it works for you, but it doesn't work for me. She goes, oh, what was your sponsor like? I said, well, I didn't have one of those. She goes, what's your favorite part in the big book? And I go, well, I don't have one of those. And so she went through 12 steps and 8 tools, and she says, Sherry, what makes you really think that you did OA? I don't know what to say to her. And she goes, you know what? She goes, you didn't do OA. She goes, you did Sherry's way, and Sherry's way doesn't work. She had my attention, and she was speaking to me with love. Those are some harsh words, right? But it was given to me with such love that my soul could hear it. And that's how I want to be with you this weekend, is that I want to trust the God in me is going to connect to the God in you. Because what's been seeking you all this time is still seeking you until you turn to it. It's not ever going to go away. So to this day, that woman swears I asked her to be my sponsor, and I swear to you, I never asked that woman to be my sponsor. But I did call her every single day for an entire year, okay? So that's how I first got my first sponsor. So in the beginning, when we got going, she said to me, Sherry, well, what do you want your abstinence to be? And I go, well, I don't even know what abstinence is. And she goes, well, you know, she gave me several, you know, ideas, and we'll go into that tomorrow when we get into the ABCs. And I go, well, what is yours? And she goes, well, mine's 3 meals a day and nothing in between, a floating fruit. And I go, floating fruit? What is that? Sometimes, what is that? Sometimes it's stuff. China. Applied onto that. Goes by on a string? Of course, I didn't say that to her. I had way too much respect for the woman. But I mean, come on, that's ridiculous, right? She goes, a floating fruit. And I go, well, I go, what is that? And she goes, I can have a piece of fruit at any point during the day, but just one. And I said, well, that sounds pretty good. So I said, okay. I go, you know what, I'll just do that. I didn't even know what abstinence was. I had never even heard anybody else's abstinence. All I focused on was the weight loss. I was so confused. So anyhow, I did that. And so then, of course, like in AA, AA puts the plug in the jug and starts the 12 steps sober, right? So we get my abstinence set, and we start me through the steps. So she goes, Sherry, you know, you've been around OA for so long, right? Took me, I better read these numbers here. It's either 11 or 13. It took me 11 years to get abstinent to figure it out. That's why I do the ABCs of abstinence, to bring clarity to people, because it drives me crazy that AA, you walk in the door, you know what sobriety is. You walk in the door, DA, you know what no debting is. You walk into GA, you know what no gambling is. You walk into Sex Lovers Anonymous or whatever it's called, you know that's abstain from sex, right? What are we doing, right? We're like all over the place. People go to meetings for years and go, I don't even know what abstinence is. I don't even know the difference. So that's really the purpose of this workshop. So, sorry to do that on tape. I just need a sip of water. She says to me, she goes, Sherry, so what's the first step?
And I was like, well, I know that. I said, I admitted I was powerless over food and that my life became unmanageable. She goes, hands on her hip, rolls her eyes, and goes, wrong. I go, no, it's not. She goes, yes, it is. We really didn't talk to each other like this, but in my mind, that's how I talked to her, right? And I go, that's the first step. And she goes, where do you rehear that? And I go, it's at all the meetings. She goes, well, let's look in your book. Right? This is why you need a sponsor. Because without a sponsor, we have insane ideas coming to us in the form of common sense. Yeah, all you guys look at your big book, okay? Pull out that big book, okay? Now I'm going to have somebody who, it feels like reading me, Carrie, what's the first step? Okay, I'm going to tell you what it is. It says, we admitted that we were powerless over food and that our lives had become unmanageable. Unbelievable. We? She goes, what's the most important word in the first step? And I go, powerless. She goes, wrong. I go, why? They say it at all the meetings. She goes, you already got when you were eating 2 pizzas, 6 to 8 candy bars, that you were powerless, right? And I go, yeah. And she goes, the most important word in the first step is we. And she goes, do you know why that is? And I was like, no. And so she said, because I can't stay abstinent, but we can. We can. We are major isolators. We want to take our food and our soul tears and crawl up under the covers and get along with the food where it's safe. We have a belief in us that food doesn't hurt us until it looks so ugly on us that we're forced to wake up. But as little kids, it really worked. Right? So let me tell you, when we did the first step, the last line, now when I came up in OA in 1989 and in the really, really early days, we didn't have any OA material. We used it straight from the AA Big Book and the AA 12 and 12. And today, because of that, and because there's not a whole lot of long-term healthy body weight in OA with consistency. I really am a Big Book thumper and I absolutely love the AA 12 and 12. And the last line in the AA 12 and 12 in step one, it says, we stand ready to do anything to have this merciless obsession relieved. And my sponsor said to me, she goes, are you ready? I was afraid to tell her no, so I just said yes. So anyhow, that's my first experience with the first step. And I want to tell you about my first compulsive bite. Because, are there any alcoholics in the room? Ew, look at there. How old were you when you started drinking? 12.
15.
12. Anybody else?
9.
Okay. Those of you that are compulsive overeaters, when was food a problem?
Fifth grade.
I don't know. 9? 10? Okay.
Maybe like 4 or 5 years old.
4 or 5?
7.
Okay. So see, a lot of alcoholics, okay, and I'm not speaking for AA, I'm just speaking from my experience with working with alcoholics who are dually addicted. Every one of them admits food was a much greater problem for them than the alcohol. And the alcohol was easier to give up and the drugs, and the food still remains the problem. But because you can look really ugly, crazy, you know, it's not socially acceptable to walk around with a needle in your arm or chugging down a fifth of Jack, but you can drive around with Jack in your car crunching on the tacos or whatever, right? And I'm talking Jack the Clown. So it's important for us to know that if you're an alcoholic, if you're dually addicted and you're having a worse time with OA, it's probably because it's your core disease. Okay, and so it seems easy that it was easy to put the plug in the jug with alcohol and drugs, but this is the thing that set the whole ball off in rolling, right? So here's my first compulsive bite. I'm in Glendale, California at the Sears and Roebuck. Gee, I don't even feel like I'm out of town. I don't even feel like I'm in Omaha. It just, you know, that's the thing about OA. Wherever you go in the world, you always meet your sisters and brothers, and it just feels so homey. Do you feel like you've not ever met me before? It's kind of weird, huh?
kind of like, we've been doing this a long time. So anyhow, I'm in Sears and Roebuck, and life got ugly for me really early. I'm an incest thriver. I'm not an incest survivor. Okay? And I can see there's more of us in the room. And there's a lot of us that are incest survivors, thrivers, hopefully, that we turn to food. So life got ugly for me really, really early. So I'm at Sears and Roebuck, and I'm with my mom and dad and brother probably, and we're walking. It was like an underground thing, and there's like a little hot dog stand, kind of like what Costco does today, something like that, some, you know, cheesy little thing. And so we got the little hot dog, and it was like on this little flimsy paper. And I didn't need ketchup. I didn't need anything. I had the processed white flour. I had the processed meat. And I had the real Coca-Cola. And back in the day, the cups were waxed paper. So if you didn't drink it fast enough, everything would disintegrate in your hands. Okay? I mean, come on. I'm 54. I mean, wait, how old was I then? So anyhow, suddenly, the idea came across my mind that it would be a really good idea to take the hot dog and to dip it in the Coke. And then I bit into it. Oh, it worked. Oh, and it made it okay to be right here, right now. And that was the beginning. That was my first compulsive bite. And I did it again, and I did it again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, until I was 260 pounds, size 24. Okay? Food worked. You don't have to get mad at food. Okay? You need to get grateful for food. If you're going to get into permanent recovery, it's about owning the fact that you were so damn smart at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old to turn to the food and say, go kill somebody. Okay? Or go kill yourself. All right? Food was a great way to survive for me. All right? And everybody, if you think long and hard about it enough, you will remember either your first compulsive bite or you will remember one of the weirdest things you've ever done with food. And they're not that far. Mine sounds more weird than somebody else, but this is one you can all relate to. Don't you just love to take a Wonder white bread and roll it up into a ball and eat it? See, nobody thinks I'm weird. Oh, you do, okay. Got a better one? What do you like to do?
Well, I just give chocolate chips in my pillowcase and make girls after I
bed. And they'd what?
And eat them after I bed.
See, she's smart. She'd put the chocolate chips in her pillowcase, and then she'd eat them after she'd go to bed, quietly. See? Really, this is not a public... We are very public in how we look. We think no one notices that we've gained all this weight. Isn't that weird? Like, we gain 50, 60 pounds, and we go, oh my God, how did that happen? I mean, isn't that crazy? It's like, oh my God, I got fat. How did that happen? You know, I remember one time I was living in New Orleans, and there's a big plate glass window like that, and all my girlfriends are healthy body weight, normal size, right? And we're walking in front of these glass windows, and I go, who is that? Who's that other girl with us? And I was like, oh my God, it's me. I was twice the size of them. And so when you hang around with normal looking people, you can really trick yourself because you think you look like them until you sit down and you look down at your body and you go, oh my God, how'd that get on me? You know, it's just craziness. I also wanted to say to you that let me just see how much time I've got. I'm going to run out of time here. You know, in step two, one of the most important lines in step two is, it says, who knows step two? Who wants to yell out step two?
Came to believe that.
Isn't that funny on the spot? Nobody can think. Came to believe the power in ourselves could restore us to sanity. Okay? So I wanted to say, just forget that. Let's get on to step four. I already believe in God. Okay? But thank God in the AA 12 and 12, it says don't worry about this step. Work this step as work the rest of the program as enthusiastically as you can. So now we have the first word, which says stand ready. So it's you stand, it's we stand ready, right? I'm with my sponsor, right? Then it says, don't worry about your, don't worry about this, you know, coming to believe stuff. Just work the rest of it as enthusiastically as you can. Here's what enthusiastically is. Here's walking up to a newcomer and going, hi. Or being new at a meeting and putting everybody else at ease. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Here's my number. Call me. And reaching out, okay? That's being enthusiastic. That's getting to the meeting 5 minutes early and staying to put away chairs. And committing to call to make out two outreach calls in the early days. That's pretty enthusiastic. Whatever you can to get and stay in the game. On step three, let me get my book out here. On step three, it says, and this is the part that gets a little scary, but it says, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. So it's like, made a decision. Well, I don't have any problem with that, right? It's like, I already believe in God. Can we please get on to step four? Because that's supposed to be the life-changing one, right? But the reason they're called steps is because they're building a foundation so that we can walk out of this pitiful, incomprehensible, demoralized life that we've created for ourselves. And a lot of us can't even get to step one because we can't get to the part that we're powerless. And, you know, when I was, you know, wearing that dress, I was living in New Orleans. I had my own business. I was driving around in Porsche. I had a Canal Street address on the 7th floor of the Maison Blanche building. I mean, like, I had it all. I was on everybody's A-list. I was written up in the society column. I mean, I had created a place for myself. And I had one problem, and I was fat. So you couldn't tell me that my life was unmanageable. My body was unmanageable. So it's hard to believe. So you know what? If you don't want to believe in the whole thing, that your life's unmanageable, because we're compulsive overeaters. We're not alcoholics, right? There might just be one area that we are just crazy insane with food. Just be willing to admit one unmanageable part of your life. Get in the game. Stick and stay. Then it says, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over the care of God as we understood. So making a decision. Do you all know the story about three little birds? Okay, this is kind of old. There's three little birds on a telephone wire. And two little birds said, hey, I'm going to fly over there on that telephone wire. How many birds were left on the wire?
Three.
Okay, because it's making a decision, talking about it, is not getting into action. Okay, and so in step three, it says already a willingness had been achieved to cast out one's own ideas about the alcohol problem in favor of those suggested by AA. Any willing newcomer feels sure AA is the only safe harbor for a foundering vessel he has become. Because once you're home, you really feel like this is it, right? You feel the hominess. You feel like this can somehow work. But listen to this on page 34. This is a fact. In fact, the effectiveness of the whole AA program will rest upon how well and earnestly we have tried to come to a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understand it. Okay, that's a fact, to turn our will and our lives. Okay, and so it's like, well, what is our will? What are our lives? It's our thoughts and our actions. Okay, really turning over our thoughts and our actions. All right, and then the part that just, this really is the separator. This is on page 4. It says, but now it appears that there are certain things which only the individual can do all by himself and in the light of his own circumstances. He needs to develop the quality of willingness. Okay, and we're going to talk a lot about that tomorrow, about rechoosing, so that you can have that willingness. When he acquires willingness, he is the only one who can make the decision to exert himself. So in step one, we talked about we stand ready. Two, we talked about working the program as enthusiastically as we can. Now we're using the word exertion. We have to make a decision to exert ourselves. Trying to do this as an act of his own will. All of the 12 steps require sustained and personal exertion to conform to their principles, and so we trust to God's will. It is when we try to make our will conform with God's that we begin to use it rightly. To all of us, this had been a most wonderful revelation. Our whole trouble had been the misuse of willpower. We had tried to bombard our problems with it instead of attempting to bring it into agreement with God's intention for us. And so we're talking a lot about coming into God's intention for us, coming back into alignment, returning to what I call you, and your higher power. me and my higher power. It's like my outer self, my inner self, and the beingness that I am. I'm a human being. I got my outer self, my humanness, and I have my beingness, which is my internal self. And before we do all of the steps, when I take somebody through the steps, I always take them through the zero step. And the zero